Hello, my name's Dave Emery, and in this half-hour segment, we're going to update the story of the Oklahoma City bombing. The Oklahoma City bombing, of course, took place on April 19th, 1995, and as this is being recorded in April of 1997, Timothy McVeigh, one of the only two men accused in the bombing, is currently on trial. As I've indicated in the past, I think the analyses and rhetoric on all sides vis-a-vis Oklahoma City to date has been inaccurate. To make a long story short, the mainstream media, the so-called alternative media, and also the government itself have basically been making the crime out to be, quote, the militias, unquote, or done by the militias and patriots networks. This despite the fact that only two men have been charged, and although I think it is altogether possible that McVeigh and Nichols were involved in the bombing in some way, the logistics of this particular act suggest very strongly that more than two people were involved. I think one can assume that there were more than two people, and for one reason or another, we are not being told the full extent of the story. I will ruminate about some of those possible reasons later on in the discussion. At the same time, the rhetoric on the part of the patriots and militias groups, as well as the conspiracy crowd, has been that it was the government. And as I've indicated in other programs, such as the miscellaneous series entitled Specialized Knowledge and Abilities, the program entitled To Sandpoint and Beyond, as well as some of the other programs that I've done dealing with Oklahoma City, and those are available, by the way, from a tape duplication service called Spitfire, I think the discussion to date has been inadequate. I suspect that fascist elements within the militias and patriots networks, which are themselves a mixed bag, many of them are sincere conservatives and Democrats with a small d, many of them, although for the most part badly misinformed, many of them are also outright raving Nazis and fascists. It's not a group of people I think one can generalize about. By the same token, I don't think one can generalize about the government either. There are many fine and sincerely patriotic men and women in our armed services and intelligence services, and in the government as a whole, there are also many of them also who are outright raving Nazis and fascists. I believe that fascist elements within the government and within the patriots and militia networks and also internationally, primarily Germany, were involved in the Oklahoma City situation, and I believe that the rhetoric on all sides to date has been inadequate. I think fascist elements within the government, although not necessarily the government as a whole, and in collaboration with fascist elements within the militia and patriot networks, although not necessarily within the not necessarily those networks as a whole, and in turn those fascist elements linking in with fascist elements abroad, both inside and outside of governments abroad, underlie the bombing. In short, I believe an international fascist underground overlapping the patriots and militia networks and overlapping the U.S. government was implicated, and I refer interested listeners to, again, the miscellaneous archive series entitled Specialized Knowledge and Abilities, as well as the program entitled To Sandpoint and Beyond. One of the people that I have discussed in connection with the Oklahoma City bombing is a German fascist named Andreas Strassmayr. Andreas Strassmayr is himself the son of Günter Strassmayr, Helmut Kohl's chief of staff, and his name has been increasingly surfacing in connection with the Oklahoma City bombing and with the milieu implicated in that bombing, although as yet the mainstream media and most of the alternative media have yet to pick up on the Strassmayr connection. Whether or not Strassmayr was involved in the Oklahoma City bombing, he certainly was deeply involved with the white supremacist and Nazi milieu that has been investigated in connection with the bombing, and some elements of which were almost certainly involved. News of Andreas Strassmayr's connections to this milieu was first broken by the excellent Germany Alert newsletter. Germany Alert is available on the internet and via email, and their January 26, 1996 posting contained the first word about the connections between Andreas Strassmayr, Timothy McVeigh, and the milieu implicated in the Oklahoma City bombing. By way of review, I'm going to read the January 26th, 1996 installment or posting of Germany Alert. This, again, is from January 26th, 1996. It's datelined Berlin and New York. It's entitled German Connection to Oklahoma City Bomb Suspect. Subtitled Son of Kohl Aide Linked to McVeigh, U.S. extremist leader says he met with German ex-chief of staff. It reads as follows. Accused Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh has been directly linked to the son of a close friend and advisor to German Chancellor Helmut Kohl, Germany Alert has learned. Andy Strassmeier, Strassmeier, whose father was formerly Kohl's chief of staff, was living in Oklahoma handling security duties for a white supremacist colony, Elohim City. U.S. officials have confirmed that McVeigh telephoned Elohim City, a Christian identity racialist compound in rural Oklahoma, 2 weeks before the bombing. McVeigh asked to speak with Strassmeier, according to Robert Millar, head of the Elohim City compound. In an interview with Germany Alert, Strassmeier said he could not remember the phone call, but he did acknowledge first meeting the bombing suspect shortly after McVeigh was released from the U.S. Army. Strassmeier, whose father, Gunter Strassmeier, is a former general secretary of the Berlin CDU and whose brother now serves in Berlin's regional parliament, left the U.S. in late 1995 after 2 years at Elohim City. He is now in Germany, living with his parents. The 36-year-old insists he did not flee the United States. Strassmeier told Germany Alert that he remained at Elohim City for 4 months after the bombing. Strassmeier claimed that no U.S. authorities have tried to contact him in connection with investigations of the bombing. This, by the way, is apparently incorrect, as we shall see. Strassmeier said, although this may have been correct as of January of 1996. Continuing, Strassmeier said his U.S. attorney is Kirk Lyons, an extremist who has been filmed taking part in neo-Nazi activities in Germany. While Strassmeier was living in Oklahoma, Lyons met with his parents during a trip to Berlin, the son admitted. Given extensive media coverage of Lyons at neo-Nazi gatherings and his reputation as a lawyer for U.S. neo-Nazis, Ku Klux Klan members, Holocaust deniers, and other extremists, it is most unlikely that the senior Strassmeier did not know Lyons' background. The lawyer has told journalists he went to visit the Strassmeiers to inform them that their son was happy and well living in the U.S. During an interview, Strassmeier said he had no part in the Oklahoma City bombing, but expressed caution about speaking about McVeigh or the massive explosion which killed 169 persons. Quote, "I'm kind of gun-shy right now," Strassmeier declared. "Being innocent is one thing, but running your mouth gets you in trouble." Strassmeier said his father formerly headed a faction within Kohl's CDU party that always believed in the nationalist dream of German reunification. The night that Gunter Strassmeier and Kohl were shown on television around the world at the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin, celebrating annexation of East Germany, was, quote, kind of a victory, unquote, for his father, Strassmeier said. The link between McVeigh and Strassmeier raises numerous questions about the U.S. government's investigation. The Justice Department in Washington frequently dismissed reports that it had information of a German connection to the bombing. Strassmeier said he and his father seldom discuss politics. When asked what attracted him to Elohim City, an enclave that promotes the Christian identity belief that Jews are the offspring of Satan and that blacks are, quote, mud people, unquote, Strassmeier said, quote, "I was attracted to the alternative lifestyle," unquote. And again, that is by way of review about who Andrea Strassmeier is. Now, in the aforementioned half-hour segment entitled To Sandpoint and Beyond, I discussed the connections of a fellow named Michael Brescia, a former roommate of Andrea Strassmeier at Elohim City, to not only a group called the Aryan Republican Army that was indicted for performing bank robberies in areas of the Midwest. By the way, Brescia is a native of Philadelphia. Also discussed some accounts that Michael Brescia has been identified by some as the John Doe number two, the individual of darker complexion who was with Timothy McVeigh when he allegedly, or was allegedly with Timothy McVeigh when McVeigh allegedly rented the Ryder truck used in the bombing. The powers that be in this country have denied that Michael Brescia was in fact John Doe number two, but some have disputed that. Someone who's been doing some very good work about the Oklahoma City bombing, someone who has been tagged as a right-wing extremist by some elements of the media. I'm not familiar with the balance of his work, so I cannot speak as to his ideological orientation. However, his reportage on Oklahoma City, at least, has been quite good. This is a British journalist named Ambrose Evans Pritchard, and Ambrose Evans Pritchard has had some interesting coverage in, among other publications, the Sunday Telegraph of London. Research credit on the following goes to Dave White, our pan-European researcher and translator, who got the following from the Sunday Telegraph of January 26th of 1997. This is an article entitled, "Militias Aim to Shed Their KKK Image." It's subtitled, "America's Armed Patriot Groups Claim They Are Reasonable People." Ambrose Evans Pritchard looks at their mission to nail real terrorists. And this, by the way, concerns elements of the militia and Patriot Network consciously divorcing themselves from the white supremacist movement. This is something that I welcome, and as I've said, I believe the Patriots and Militia Network is a mixed bag. And I suspect that some elements of that network, the fascist elements, might, and this is a possibility I hold open, might actually be an extension of the government. The martial law contingency plans that I discussed in RFA programs 32 and 38, among other broadcasts, called for the deputization of paramilitary right-wingers and their use as federal agents in the event of a declaration of martial law. I hold open the possibility that those martial law contingency plans, the Rex 84 Operation Night Train martial law contingency plans, may very well have constituted something of a domestic Operation Stay Behind or Gladio. That's something we've looked at in numerous programs, and it was a NATO contingency plan to utilize fascist groups ostensibly as guerrillas in the event of a communist or a takeover of Western Europe or a Soviet invasion. In fact, those prospective guerrillas were used as fascist terrorists in some of those countries. And I hold open the same possibility vis-a-vis some of the Patriot and Militia Network. Some elements of the Patriot Militia Network. By the way, also beware of the portrayals of Ambrose Evans Pritchard as a right-winger. Some of those same elements have been rather irresponsible in tagging people as right-wingers. Again, the following is from the Sunday Telegraph of January 26th of 1997, skipping down in this story, again headlined, Militias Aim to Shed Their KKK Image, of John Doe No. 2, the aforementioned Strassmeyer roommate Michael Brescia, and the tentative identification by some of Michael Brescia as John Doe No. 2, the author writes as follows. The FBI conducted a massive manhunt for John Doe No. 2 in 1995. Then the Justice Department suddenly announced there was no John Doe No. 2 after all. It had all been a big mistake. McVeigh acted alone on the day of the crime. The problem is that a large number of witnesses saw other men with McVeigh on the morning of the crime in Oklahoma City, and at critical times before that in Junction City, Kansas, and Tulsa. Several have identified one man as Michael Brescia, B-R-E-S-C-I-A, a neo-Nazi with ties to a paramilitary cell called the Aryan Republican Army that has boasted of its plan to kill Jews and deport blacks. The militia believe that Brescia is being shielded from prosecution, possibly because he knows things about the bombing that could cause acute embarrassment to the federal authorities, for example, whether or not the conspiracy was penetrated by an informant. A documentary on ABC Television's 2020 last week brought forward compelling evidence that the government had advanced knowledge of the bombing. Brescia now lives at his parents' house in Philadelphia. Last weekend, on a freezing winter's day, the militia mounted an operation to expose him and to rebuke the Justice Department. Someone's got to do this, said the commander, Arlen Adams. Quote, if nobody makes the effort, the system will fail, unquote. The team darted from one telegraph post to another, fixing posters of Michael Brescia outside his house, at his family's church, and at the University of LaSalle, where he is finishing a degree in finance. The posters bore the message, quote, unwanted by the FBI, unquote, and showed Brescia's picture next to a police sketch of John Doe No. 2. Again, bear in mind, as we saw in the half-hour segment entitled To Sandpoint and Beyond, Brescia and Andrea Strassmeyer were former roommates at the Elohim City Nazi compound. Research credit on the following also goes to Dave White. This also comes from the Sunday Telegraph and is also authored by Ambrose Evans Pritchard. This concerns a woman named Carol Howe, who alleges that she was a paid informant for the ATF, that she had penetrated the Nazi conspiracy or the fascist conspiracy to blow up Oklahoma City, and that Andrea Strassmeyer was the ringleader for this, and that Strassmeyer had a powerful control, personal control, over Timothy McVeigh. More on the alleged Brescia-Strassmeyer connection and on the connection between Timothy McVeigh and Andrea Strassmeyer and of alleged ATF informant Carol Howe's charges that Andrea Strassmeyer was behind the bombing, again from the Sunday Telegraph of February 9th, 1997. This is by Ambrose Evans Pritchard. It's Dateline Washington, headlined, Washington Had Oklahoma Bomb Tip-Off. This was researched for us by Dave White. It reads as follows. An Oklahoma newspaper has convincing evidence that the U.S. government was warned about the bombing of the Oklahoma Federal Building in 1995, the most deadly act of terrorism in U.S. history. Next Tuesday, the McCurtain Daily Gazette is scheduled to publish how an informant for the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms was paid $120 a week to monitor a neo-Nazi compound in eastern Oklahoma called Elohim City. The informant, Carol Howe, wrote monthly reports for her ATF case officer in Tulsa, warning that the group was planning to blow up a federal building with a probable target date of April 19, 1995. She told the ATF that the terrorist cell, sometimes known as the Aryan Republican Army, had narrowed down the list of targets to three buildings, one in Oklahoma City and two in Tulsa. By the way, Aryan Republican Army is the name of the group that Michael Brescia was indicted with, and they were committing bank robberies, among other things, in the Midwest. Continuing, the ATF has confirmed that Howe was a source, after repeating for 2 years that allegations of prior knowledge were a crazy, quote, conspiracy theory, unquote. The U.S. authorities now admit that they received warning, but insist the information was too vague to prompt action. By the way, I hold open the possibility that the warning may have involved someone who was too awkwardly placed to permit action, and we're going to take a look at that, namely Andrea Strassmeyer. Note the following, continuing with this article. Ms. Howe said that the prime instigator of the conspiracy was Andreas Strassmeyer, a former German army officer from a prominent political family in Berlin. Strassmeyer told the Sunday Telegraph last year that he moved to the United States in 1989 to work as an undercover agent for the U.S. Justice Department, but says that the job fell through. Instead, he went to live at Elohim City, where he took charge of paramilitary training. 2 days after the bombing, which killed 168 people, Ms. Howe was taken to an underground command center in downtown Oklahoma City for an extensive debriefing. In her official statement to investigators, she identified sketches of suspects John Doe 1 and John Doe 2 as members of Elohim City's terrorist underground, both housemates of Andrea Strassmeyer. According to the Gazette, one of them was called Michael Brescia, a member of the Aryan Republican Army underground. Other witnesses also raised concerns about Brescia within days of the bombing, but there was no follow-up. The FBI did not question Brescia until his name started surfacing in the press last year. 2 weeks ago, the FBI arrested him in Philadelphia for bank robberies carried out by the Aryan Army, not for questioning about the bombing. Glenn and Kathy Wilburn, an Oklahoma couple who lost two grandchildren in the blast, have named Brescia and Strassmeyer as co-conspirators in a civil lawsuit against the chief suspect, Tim McVeigh. Carol Howe has revealed that Tim McVeigh used to visit Elohim City using the alias of Tim Tuttle. He would frequent the house of Strassmeyer, who had an extraordinary influence over him. So note Carol Howe's charge again that Strassmeyer was behind the bombing and that he had an extraordinary hold over Timothy McVeigh, who frequently visited him. Note again further exploration, of the allegation that Michael Brescia and John Doe number 2 are the same. Brescia also apparently quite close to Andrea Strassmeyer. They were former roommates. Still more of the ATF interest in Andrea Strassmeyer after the Oklahoma City bombing, and again the ATF has confirmed that Carol Howe was an informant for them. This also is from the Germany Alert newsletter, and research credit on this goes to a listener. This is from the Germany Alert newsletter's posting from April 7th of 1997. This is entitled, ATF sought son of top coal aide after Oklahoma bombing at State Line Denver, and reads as follows. U.S. authorities sought to apprehend the son of Chancellor Helmut Kohl's former chief of staff in connection with the Oklahoma City federal building bombing, a document has revealed. The murder trial for Timothy McVeigh, a defendant in the bombing which killed 168 persons, began in Denver on Monday. An official alert to, quote, be on the lookout, unquote, for Andrea Strassmeyer was issued by the Oklahoma State Patrol at the request of the ATF, a federal police agency responsible for investigating illegal weapons charges. Strassmeyer's father, Günther, is a former chief of staff for Kohl and is credited with maneuvering to allow West Germany to annex former East Germany after the fall of the Berlin Wall. The elder Strassmeyer is a veteran right-winger in Kohl's Christian Democratic Union. Defense attorneys representing McVeigh are expected to point to Strassmeyer and implicate him in the bombing. Germany Alert has also posted, again on their April 7th, 1997 posting, the text of an ATF bulletin about Andrea Strassmeyer. By the way, B-O-L-O stands for Be On The Lookout. It's an ATF abbreviation. And here is the text of an alert for Andrea Strassmeyer issued by the Oklahoma State Patrol at the request of the ATF. This in the immediate aftermath of Oklahoma City, and this is the text of the document. Trooper safety, B-O-L-O, B-O-L-O, B-O-L-O. Information from ATF. Elohim City, north of Salisaw, that's S-A-L-L-I-S-A-W. B-O-L-O, again, be on the lookout for security chief at Elohim City compound. Andrea Strassmeyer, white male, born 5-17-59, heavy German accent, black hair, blue eyes, 1-inch scar on chin, wears camo fatigues. Possible Tennessee driver's license. Came to USA in 5-91, passport was good until 8-91. He never left the country. INS says he does not have an extension on his visa. Possibly in blue Chevy, late model tag, BXH-346, not on file. Usually has someone driving him. Carries a .45 auto pistol at all times. He is an illegal alien. ATF wants to be notified if he is stopped and has the gun on him. They will file the charges. Contact Agent Angela Finley, F-I-N-L-E-Y, ATF office, and area code 918-581-7731, or her pager number, the pager number for Angela Finley, area code 918-672-7731. 2755. And this notice apparently was put up by Trooper Ken Stafford, S-T-A-F-F-O-R-D, number 765. Again, that the actual text of an Oklahoma State Patrol put out for Andrea Strassmeyer, who apparently was an illegal alien. We're not hearing too much. We hear a lot about, you know, illegal aliens doing this and that. We don't hear too much about that illegal alien, do we? And again, that's the actual text of the Oklahoma State Patrol that was issued, the alert for Andrea Strassmeyer issued at the request of ATF. More from Germany Alert. This is from the Germany Alert of April 28th. The Germany Alert cable from April 28th of 1997. This is the Germany Alert posting. Research credit on this to a listener. This is Dateline Denver and headlined, Evidence mounts of Bond cover-up in bombing link to top Kool-Aid sons. There are growing signs that the German government acted to prevent U.S. law officials from investigating links between the son of Chancellor Helmut Kohl's former chief of staff and the terror bombing which killed 168 persons at Oklahoma City's federal building. A newly released U.S. State Department document shows that German police, German intelligence, and the German Office for the Protection of the Constitution all claimed they had no data concerning Andreas Strassmeyer, the 37-year-old son of Kohl confidant Günter Strassmeyer. Yet, Strassmeyer must have been well known to authorities. By 1995, when the information request was given, the German government had proclaimed frequently in public that its security services had identified and isolated just about every German involved with neo-Nazi activities. Yet a parade of investigative reports put the junior Strassmeyer high in the echelon of neo-Nazi connections. Strassmeyer's links to U.S. right-wing extremist leaders such as Dennis Mahone would not have gone unnoticed by the intelligence services. The fact that Strassmeyer was head of security for a neo-Nazi group in Oklahoma would have been noted. Strassmeyer's presence at high-profile public events while his father was Kohl's chief of staff, including ceremonies marking the annexation of former East Germany to West Germany, would have required government security clearances. Note the following. Repeating that last point, again, that Andrea Strassmeyer would have needed a security clearance to show up at some of the state functions, including the annexation of the former East Germany, over which his father presided to a considerable extent. Repeating the last section again, Strassmeyer's presence at high-profile public events while his father was Kohl's chief of staff, including ceremonies marking the annexation of the former East Germany to West Germany, would have required government security clearances. Strassmeyer left the U.S. for Germany before he could be questioned by officials investigating the Oklahoma City federal building bombing. Authorities wanted to question him about his links to Timothy McVeigh, currently on trial for the terror bombing. Some reports in the U.S. go further, suggesting that Strassmeyer may have been involved in the bombing conspiracy. Upon leaving the U.S., Strassmeyer moved into his parents' Berlin home where he lived until recently. The junior Strassmeyer recently moved out, his mother says. U.S. law enforcement officials have yet to meet with Strassmeyer, they say, although there was a report that authorities spoke with him by phone. Here is the text of a cable dated April 28, 1995, from the U.S. Embassy in Bonn concerning the request for information on Andrea Strassmeyer. Limited official use. Department of State Diplomatic Security. P281208Z, April 95, FM, American AM Embassy Bond to Secretary of State, Washington, D.C., priority. Limited official use bond. Diplomatic Security Channel. For Diplomatic Security, ICI/PII. EO12358N/A:AsecSubject. Subject. CTO3-0495-100-0283, Oklahoma City Bombing, RE, SA, Hudspeth, Email, and Telecon of 42795. 1. Per referenced request, German police intelligence and criminal history checks have been conducted on Andreas Karl Strassmeyer, date of birth 5-17-59, Berlin, QE, German passport number G7572022 with the following results. FRG, that's Federal Republic of Germany, police intelligence check, no record, 42795. Federal Republic of Germany, criminal history check, no record, 42795. BFV, Bundesamt für Verfassungsschutz, Federal Office for the Protection of the Constitution, no record, 42795. And again, this is highly suspicious given Strassmeyer's Nazi activities. FRG residence registration records checked on 42795 reflect that Strassmeyer from 12-23-86 to 7-25-89 resided in Hamburg at 648 Cuxhavener Strasse, 24149 Hamburg. Another Hamburg address was also listed on the record card. Another Hamburg address was also listed on the record card as 13 Stoltenstrasse, Hamburg, Federal Republic of Germany Army Barracks or a school. Prior to 1085, Strassmeyer was registered as living in Berlin at 10 Neusauer Strasse, 1000 Berlin 31, and his POB was indicated as Berlin GE. LXA Hamburg, Landeskriminalamt, State Level Criminal Investigations Office, no record, 42895. 2. Federal Republic of Germany military record checks and Berlin police checks have been requested but are pending. Results will be proved, SEPTEL. 3. The above information is protected under German Datenschutz or Privacy Act laws. Please protect accordingly. Also, at the discretion of DSICIPII, this cable may be downgraded to unclassified for law enforcement purposes, Redmond. Limited official use. And then, again, that the text of a cable sent by the United States Justice Department or by the U.S. Embassy in Bonn, sent to the Germans from the U.S. Embassy in Bonn requesting information about Andreas Strassmeyer. Speculation about why the Germans are covering up for Strassmeyer was carried in this particular posting of Germany Alert, from April 26th of 1997. That previous posting, by the way, was from April 24th, I believe. Anyway, it's from April of 1997. It is on their webpage. This is entitled by Germany Alert, Germany Fearing Coal Scandal Refuses Cooperation on Oklahoma Bombing. It's datelined Bonn and reads, German Justice Ministry officials have for months refused to let U.S. investigators question the son of Chancellor Helmut Kohl's former chief of staff about the Oklahoma City bombing that killed 168 persons. Bonn government sources said the refusal was being maintained to avoid a scandal that could topple Kohl's conservative government. According to a report on Südwestfunk television, the U.S. Justice Department began requesting an interview with Andreas Strassmeyer back on May 2, 1996. Until now, German officials refused to allow even basic questioning of Strassmeyer, who found refuge in his father's Berlin home after he left Oklahoma. As reported in Germany Alert since late January of last year, the junior Strassmeyer headed security for a neo-Nazi white supremacist colony at Elohim City, Oklahoma. A former U.S. government informant reported Strassmeyer had contact with Timothy McVeigh, currently on trial for the bombing. Although U.S. authorities have told German officials that Strassmeyer is not a suspect in the bombing, Berlin justice authorities declared they would only allow a meeting between U.S. investigators and Strassmeyer if they had a guarantee Strassmeyer could not face a death sentence in the United States. American media reports state that lawyers for McVeigh believe they have evidence that implicates Strassmeyer directly in the bombing. German ARD television reported in February that Strassmeyer, an Army reservist, may have been involved in the bombing. A second ARD report on April 14th said suspicion had grown in relation to his alleged membership in White Aryan Resistance, the neo-Nazi group in Elohim City. So again, the speculation in Germany Alert is that the cover-up is being effected by the Germans to prevent Helmut Kohl's government from falling as a result of the embarrassment. I will keep listeners posted as more things develop in connection with this story. That concludes this segment. My name is Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.